It's good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm super excited to be talking to you right now.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You have some nice paintings in the back I see. I like.
Thank you. All right. So he told me that that you didn't know a whole lot about respect. So basically, I'll give you like a little background for Respect Magazine. So Respect Magazine has been around for, I would say, maybe 10 years so far. But we've had some pretty cool covers with, Drake, Wale, Future. Pretty much everybody. But we've kind of like slacked recently in the year. So we haven't had as many covers recently. But our last cover story was with G Herbo. So if you've ever heard of him, he's like a new artist out.
Of course I know Herbo.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have him on the our latest issue. All right. So I'm here to talk to you about your new media tech company, which is really cool. What inspired you to launch this media tech company?
Hip hop, baby. Hip hop. Hip hop inspires all, man. It inspires everything. Uh-huh. Like, you know, listen, the culture, it never ceases to amaze me what, you know, the culture is able to bring and what we're able to, you know, make popular and make the new it thing, you know.
Right.
And I think hip hop and tech is the next progression for us as entrepreneurs. You know, I love tech. I have inventions as well that I'm you know, getting patents for and I'm gonna bring it, you know, bring to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people really know who Ja Rule is. You know, you hear a little bit about me from here and there, but I'm actually just a really super creative guy. I just like to create things.
Right.
And music was one of them early in my life. Mm-hmm. And now I am creating film and television projects and also the tech apps and yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. So as COVID has changed, you know, a lot of things, do you feel like creating this company is going to allow people to, you know, kind of get more in tune with social media, especially creatives as like, you know, creative people, like you said?
Well, I don't like to think of Icon as a social media app.
Okay.
I like to call it, it's more of a monetization app with a social feel, if you will. Because if it feels like what you're used to when you're using it, mm-hmm. as far as, you know, social media, you know, but of course with its own twist, you know, I use, you know, big portrait, the whole screen portraits in our feed and, uh-huh. you know, and we don't have pictures, you know, we basically deal with live video and that's what you'll see in your feed. You'll see different live archive videos. My platform is really about monetization. It's about artists taking their content and instead of giving it all away for free, monetizing it, you know? And I think it's important that if you create a podcast, you create a vidcast or whatever this is, you know, that it should be at a value, you know?
Right.
And that's just my thought, you know? But, you know, these big companies, you know, these big conglomerate companies where their business model is advertisement, they've made artists to believe that content should be given to them for free.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So that they can make money off of advertisement.
Right.
And I think that's just a very backward step that we're taking, especially when it comes to artistry. And that's just was my take when I wanted to create Icon. I wanted artists to take some of their power back, you know, to be able to say, well, you know, if I'm going to create this amazing thing, I should be able to put a price tag on it. Or I should be able to give it to you for free if I choose. It should be my choice though, not yours.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So the name is Icon. How exactly did you come up with that name?
Man, it's short for Ice Connect.
Okay.
Ice is my parent company. Yeah. Ice is my parent company.
Nice.
Yeah, the Ice Corp. And Ice stands for innovate, create, entertain.
Nice. That's really cool. Can you say that one more time? I just want to make sure that I get that.
Innovate, create, entertain. ICE.
Gotcha.
ICE Corp. So that, okay. that's where Icon came from. You know, it was like ICE Connect, and then it was, right. You know, I was like, okay, the I with the C, and the, okay, there we go, Icon. You know,
really dope.
Icon is just, but when you think about the name Icon, and why I was happy that it kind of all connected for me, it all connected the dots, you know, because who doesn't want to be an icon in the industry?
Right.
You know, who doesn't want to have iconic moments in their life? You know, everybody. So, and everybody has them. You know, I think people put the word iconic on celebrity or on, you know, big stars or whatever, but that's not so, you know, iconic moment for me was having my children. Those were iconic moments. Those were, you know, special moments in my life that I'll never forget. Very iconic moments, you know? So, you know, it depends on how you see Icon, you know?
Gotcha. All right. So as a hip hop legend and entrepreneur, when you present new ideas, do you instantly feel good about them, or does it take time, you know, for it to manifest?
You know, that's a good question, because sometimes my true belief, and this is when I was doing music heavy, I probably forgot a lot of hit records.
Really?
You know?
Wow.
Yeah, because I don't write anything down, right?
Oh, okay.
And so my theory was, if I thought of something that was really dope and I didn't forget it, it was probably really dope.
Wow.
And if I forgot it, then it probably wasn't that dope.
Right.
and so I kind of, that's kind of how I move a little bit, you know, when it comes to those type of things, you know. Yeah.
Wow, that was a great answer. All right, so hip hop is much different now from when you were in the game. How has social media really changed the industry now? Like, what are your thoughts on how social media has really changed so much?
I mean, it's changed in a lot of ways. I mean, the artists are now free to, you know, promote themselves in a different way, you know? I you know, there's certain artists out there that are bigger internet social media stars than they are musicians. They don't even make music. They make songs here and there, but their presence on social media is very, very big, you know. So it's different now, you know. I can only imagine if we had social media when I was coming up, you know, it'd have been a lot of different, you know. For me to have a breakout or a big record in a different market, like overseas, I had to go there. You know, I had to go touch the people. I had to go do shows, you know, in London and Brazil and fucking Africa. You know, I had to be there with the people. Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, I could be on the internet and kick it with them like this. And they get like a vibe from me and feel this connection, you know. It wasn't that, you know. So I had to actually go to these places and do concerts and do in stores and stuff like that and meet people. And it was different. It was very different.
Yeah.
Very different, you know. So, you know, I look at today and what artists, you know, the luxury that social media is to them.
Right.
It's amazing. But it's also, you know, it's the gift and the curse.
Yeah.
You know, because it's also, you don't have any privacy anymore. Is that that doesn't even exist, you know. As you know, when I was coming up, you know, you could fall back a little bit, you know, get a little bit of a moment to yourself, you know, or whatever, but not now, not today. That's just not happening, you know.
Totally different. All right, so as an entrepreneur, or shall I say like a Black entrepreneur, do you feel it's important to, you know, kind of support other entrepreneurs? And also too, do you feel like it's important for Black entrepreneurs to support other Black entrepreneurs?
Okay, first, let's take the Black off entrepreneur.
Okay, right? I take it off.
let's just throw us all in the same pot. I'm an entrepreneur.
Gosh.
I don't think I get any extra points for being a Black entrepreneur. I don't think it takes anything away from me from being a Black entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always had a little bit of an issue with that, when we single out you know, this is a black owned business. This is a, I just can't be a business. Why I just can't be a you know, I want everybody. And it's like, it feels like we're the only, you know, race that does that.
Does that.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I don't hear Asians say this is an Asian owned business, or I don't hear Spanish people say this is a Spanish business. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Or even minority. I really don't hear this is a minority-owned business. You know, it's usually this is about. So you know, I don't know. I get it. I get why we do say it. I get why we do put the stamp on it. But as black people, hello, you there?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I was getting.
I get why we do, you know, put the stamp on it and stuff like that. But I think as black people, you know, we want to be included in the talk and not be said. And that's for another conversation. Anyway, the question was, how do I feel about being an entrepreneur as well as a black entrepreneur? So that's how I feel about being a black entrepreneur. I think we should all be lumped into the same pot. But me being an entrepreneur, I mean, I think it's a practice that more people should get into. We're not taught to be entrepreneurs. We're not taught that in school. We're not taught that as kids. We're not taught that by our parents. We're not taught that by anybody. I think it's just like an unwritten rule and unwritten thing that people, you know, just one day jump over the other side of fear and say, you know what, I'm going to try something here.
Yeah.
You know, and I love entrepreneurs because of that fearlessness. You know, it's very scary to come outside of your comfort zone, something that you're very comfortable doing or making a comfortable living doing, to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to take some of this money and put it over here into this uncertain thing.
Right.
But because I believe in it, I think it could be a big thing. But if it doesn't, it becomes a nothing thing and you become a failure at something. And that's the biggest fear that people have, becoming a failure at something.
Yeah. So do you have any new music that we should be looking forward to, maybe like, you know, end of the year or at the beginning of 2021?
Yeah, I got a new album that I've been putting together this past year, and a lot of dope music on it, you know. And I was going to put it out this year, but I didn't want to do it once the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, man, this is going to be crazy because I got this dope music and now I'm not going to be able to go out on the road with it. I'm not going to be able to tour with it. So I was like, you know what? It's not like I, you know, put out an album in a while anyway. So, you know, I think we can hold on a little bit more for a Ja Rule album. And when we get it, we get it. When it comes, it'll be dope. And I hope everybody receives it well.
Nice. All right. So do you have any young rappers in today's hip hop rap music that you like or you listen to frequently?
I listen to everybody, really. You know, I'm a get in the car and turn on my radio guy, you know, and so I usually hear what's on the radio, and that's kind of my, what keeps me up to speed of what's going on, even though that's not the best gauge, you know, because they play the same artist and the same shit over and over again, you know. Hey, I'm not complaining. I was a part of that machine.
Yeah, but, a lot.
But so I listen to all of the usual suspects, you know, Baby and DaBaby and you know, all those guys. But you know, there's a new artist that I like really. He's dope. He hasn't really hit the scene yet. His name is Simba. I like him a lot. I've seen his freestyle with Leakers. Yeah, he's dope. He's just a throwback for me. You know what I mean?
Nice.
To old MCs and motherfuckers that just want to spit. They just want to kick that good shit. They just want to make good music, dope music, you know? I like Gotti's new artist, SNF JT. He's dope too, you know? So yeah, you know, I'm really, like I said, I've really been in my tech space and just been working, you know, but I try to keep my ear to the ground. I got grown kids, so. My office is right next to my oldest son's room. So when he's home from college, I get it all. I hear it all when he's home.
Gotcha. All right. So could we possibly see an icon app for iPhone or Google Play if you don't already have it? I'm not sure.
Oh yeah. Oh no, the icon app is definitely gonna be in both app stores, icon apps in the Apple App Store and in Google Play. Yeah, so real soon, real soon. I'm hoping by Christmas I'll have them in both stores. And Merry Christmas to all of us. Let's have some fun.
All right, so in your opinion, this is a question that, I've asked almost everybody that I've interviewed. In your opinion, who do you think is the biggest revolutionary rap artist to ever live? If you could name, I don't know if you have that at the top of your
The biggest revolutionary rap artist to ever live?
head. And I guess what I mean,
Oh,
I'm sorry. I guess what I mean by
yeah.
revolutionary, because I want to make sure that like I kind of give you what I'm basically saying, but I guess what I'm saying by revolutionary, not just a rap artist, like somebody that was bigger than rap in a way. So
Yeah.
I would say revolutionary
Yeah.
because,
I got you. But when you say revolutionary, you also you the Black Fist is on top of that. It's for
Right.
me. You know what
Yeah,
I'm saying?
I get it.
First thing that came to my mind when you said it was Chuck D and Public Enemy.
Wow,
That
yeah.
was the
I've gotten that answer so many
first thing that came to my mind. Second thing that came to my mind almost simultaneously popped in right after. It was like, oh shit, Pac.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Even though
Yeah.
Pac was very wild and on the street shit and all of that, he still was very prolific when it came to revolutionary rap. He
Yeah.
made those conscious records. I think he did it very well, blended the, I'm a real nigga and I'm also a
Yeah.
conscious nigga
Right.
line. He told that line very well. So yeah, those are the two that come to mind right off the bat, when I think about it. Public Enemy, you can't deny the impact on revolutionary hip hop music, from
Right,
Fight the
right.
Power to,
With
Fuck
so
the
many.
Police,
Yeah.
all that stuff. Well, I'm sorry, Fuck the Police was
Gotcha,
NWA. I guess we could throw them in there too now. You know what I'm saying? No,
all right.
Public Enemy and Pac definitely come to mind right away.
Nice. Okay, so as a legend in hip hop, do you feel like artists being socially conscious is something that we need in today's music more? Or do you feel like an artist should be able to kind of be who he wants to be or who he wants to be, if not speak on socially conscious things? What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that, if that's a good question, because here's my honest thoughts. I think we have the right dose of consciousness out there. It's there. You can go listen
Yeah.
to a lot of there's a lot of conscious artists out there. We don't have the right dosage that gets played
Right.
on radio and on mainstream. That could get a little bit of an uptick. But as far as artists being conscious in the music, I don't really care.
Yeah, okay.
I want them to make the music that they want to make. I want them to make the
Right.
music that they're passionate about. I want them to make the music that the things that they see, the things that they visualize. I want it to be real. I want it to be authentic.
Yeah.
So I don't want their music to have an unauthenticity to it because they're trying to pass a message. Now,
Right.
in their personal space and what they put out personally, yeah, I would want them to have a more conscious verbiage when it comes to speaking in interviews and things of that nature about the Black community and stuff like that. What you do in your music is entertainment.
Yeah, gotcha.
What you do outside of your music becomes reality.
Yeah.
So they should be conscious about that when they're in these interviews and talking about things and you don't what oh, I want artists to understand too is you don't have to separate the two. It's like I
Yeah.
said, Pac
Right.
was very pro thug life, real
Yeah, he
nigga shit,
was.
and pro conscious nigga. The
Right.
two can exist. You don't have to just because I rap about what I'm with my hood and what my neighborhood and what I'm going through in that environment, and
Yeah.
then get on a microphone and talk to you and say that's wrong. It's two different things. You understand? For me to rap about what I see and what's going on, and for me to also voice my opinion on that shouldn't be going on, it's two different things.
Yeah.
I Ayanna, sorry, this is going to be the last question, please.
Okay, yeah, no problem. All right, yeah, we was actually down to the last question. I think Jala, is he still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, cool. All right. So because I write for Respect Magazine, this is the last question. What does the word respect mean to you? Like when you hear that word, what are the first things that come to your mind?
Exactly what it means, respect.
Respect.
You know, people have to, you know, you must demand respect. Mm-hmm. You know? You want respect, you give respect. Respect is a moral code, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And if you're a man or a woman with pride,
yeah,
respect is something you demand.
All right. And that's going to be it. Thank you so much for doing this interview with me. I'm like, it's really stoked because I feel like you're a hip hop legend and it's a really big deal for me to do this as a journalist.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for taking time out of your day. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you for sure. Keep doing what you're doing, yo, for sure. All right.